Hey, got the morning show with Aaron, and in the studio from the old school, we've got Shona, just in time for the mower outside. Did this happen last time you were here?
Not last time, but quite often does.
Yeah, that must be, Thursdays they mow the strip down the middle of Bow Street. Yeah, well, early was the conversation with Hayden Butler, the director of Home Kills, and he said, and you said in my ear beside me, that there's still tickets for the Sunday session for that.
Yes, I think so. I was actually just trying to check that. I'm pretty sure we still got tickets for Sunday.
I mean, if they sell out, you'll presumably show it again. That's what I said on the radio earlier.
Yeah, we've talked about that. We will show it again if it sells out.
Yeah. So apparently nothing was shot near here, but some of the crew from here. So,
are they? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he just mentioned that while I was chatting to him.
I mean, it's being put on in association with Rag and Film Festival. So just give them a shout out for helping to organise that.
Oh, okay, so they've done some of the work. Yeah, because there's going to be food. It's like it's a horror coming to Raglan on Friday the 13th. Like, it couldn't be any better, I figure.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. So, but as we already said, though, the tickets are sold for that particular one. Other movies, though, there's lots of movies on this weekend, and there's some that we haven't talked about. Sitting Duck, though, 5 o'clock on Saturday. Have we talked about that?
Yeah, I think these are all having their second showing. Sitting Duck, I haven't seen it, but my son did, and he said it was really good. It's quite a. It's not a light thriller though. It's quite a weighty thriller.
Okay, so this is the one based on a true story of a whistleblower at a French nuclear power station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And subtitles.
Subtitled. Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why it's harder. He found it harder to follow, but he said it was a really good story. Really interesting.
We're not used to following subtitles, but I understand that people who follow subtitles, you know, in other languages, they get really used to it.
Yeah, I used to be really used to it, but now I find it a bit of a struggle. So
Scottish people need subtitles.
Sometimes we do get subtitles.
Scottish
Trainspotting was famously subtitles.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Yeah, I've been to Scotland and there were people there. I couldn't understand what they were saying. Dude, I met this guy whose name was actually literally Scotty, and I couldn't understand half of what he said.
Yeah, he probably felt the same way though, Aaron.
Well, I was trying hard to not bring my hardcore Kiwi accent to Scotland.
You've got much of a hardcore Kiwi accent. But
well,
come on, give us your hardcore Kiwi accent.
I couldn't possibly do that.
Oh, all right then.
Well, I know it might come out sometimes, but when I was overseas, I tried really hard to speak. Well, actually, I tried to use their accent as much as possible to make it easier. Not in a caricature. I'm sure Scottish people, you are so sick of hearing people do bad Scottish accents. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of them around.
Yeah, yours is the real thing. Listen closely, people. Okay, so we just go back to this film. We're saying it's recommended by your son, and French with subtitles.
Yeah.
Whistleblower, so nuclear sector.
A good movie, quite serious, interested in some issues, but also, a dramatic story.
Mm. So that's 5 o'clock on Saturday. It's 7:30 on Saturday is Ghost Light.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I knew about this one. Tell me about this.
It's quite a new film.
Yeah.
And Roger really rates it, and he reckons we've actually put it on too early, and what's going to happen is everybody's going to hear, it's going to build momentum, and then people are going to be asking him in a couple of months' time. It's really good. It's a really good film.
So
it's about the power of live theatre. This man who has a family tragedy, and he's really in the emotional turmoil, and he finds healing through participating in a Shakespeare play. I'm not sure which one it is.
Okay, so this is an American film. I see it says USA. So when you say Shakespeare and things like that, I immediately think British. But this is it says a film about family, art, humor, and healing. So it's got a bit of everything for people.
Yeah. And that's for a different mood than The Sitting Duck. The Sitting Duck's your weighty, serious thriller full
serious,
of issues.
Yeah.
And this is light-hearted through the tears kind of happy ending.
It's got some depth to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Sitting Duck one sounds like, I hope it's got a happy ending. Don't tell us, but
I don't think you get happy endings in that kind of situation.
Well, if the whistleblower gets to live in their own country,
that's
a happy ending. Like, Edward Snowden can't live in his own country, so.
True.
Yeah. Sunday is 4:30. There's a film called Bookworm.
Yeah, that's a New Zealand movie that we had. It was sold out the last time we put it on, and this is its final showing. So,
does it
final scheduled showing anyway. So get along to see it.
Does it appeal to kids? Like,
Yeah, it is. It's a family movie.
It's a family movie.
Yeah,
okay.
A family movie. Yeah.
There's not necessarily a lot of those around these days. Everyone watches their own screens. There's so many screens in our lives, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, more so.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Surely people still watch movies with their kids.
Well, my kids are grown up now, so we don't need to supervise what they see.
No, but so. It's a, you know, nice thing to do together.
Anyway, this one stars, who does it star? Elijah Wood.
Yeah, Elijah Wood, and I can't remember, the young actress is apparently amazing in it. Nell Fleming, I think.
Nell Fisher,
okay.
There we go.
Close.
Yeah. Director is Ant Timpson. Is he involved? He's involved with the 48-Hour Film Festival, I think. I'm sure I've seen his... No. Maybe? I don't know. I've seen his name around in New Zealand. Anyway. It says here they embark on an adventure to find the mythical Canterbury Panther. That's based on a true story.
Apparently. But I asked you last time, you said you didn't think so. You'd never heard of the Canterbury Panther.
No, but I get, just because I haven't heard of it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Oh, does it not? Okay.
No.
I thought you knew everything, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, put that on me.
Yeah, so it's that movie. A lot of people really enjoyed it, and apparently the scenery is amazing. So if you want to see some beautiful New Zealand and a family-friendly story,
yep,
that's for you.
As opposed to Home Kills.
Yeah, as opposed, definitely as opposed to Home Kills.
Which is pretty dark New Zealand.
Yeah, and R16, so.
It is actually, yeah, only R16.
Yeah, R16.
I guess it's one of those things where the dark is kind of not, it's not visual, like it's not a splatter movie. It's more like the decisions that people make. Like having just watched the trailer, you feel the heaviness of the decisions they make. Or the,
yeah, I think that's part of
in some ways
makes a difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're actual people and they're not like just having fun chainsawing around. You know, they're...
As you do. okay, so what else is happening at the old school? We've got an exhibition on at the moment.
Yeah, we've still got the Rag and Naturally exhibition about Dr. Oliver McLeod's work on Carrioy, the geology of Carrioy.
So yeah.
We've got some beautiful images and maps and some sample stones, samples of the different kind of stone that you find there.
Yeah.
And the fossilised wood that we were talking about.
Yeah, so that wood is 2.6 million years old.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing. It just looks like you could just have picked it up. Hey?
Yeah, I hope no one puts it in the fire.
So I'm not sure. It was due to run until the 12th, but actually they're going to extend it a little bit because it's been very popular. I'm not sure exactly when to, but I will make sure we update the calendar.
The book launch was hugely popular. I counted 160 people there, and I'm pretty sure there were people who gave up trying to get in.
Yeah.
So that was a... And I think the previous time he did something like that, well, there were like four or five people or something.
No, it was great. Okay, but we had... A couple of tourists came into the old school yesterday and they were slightly bemused by it. I don't think they were expecting to find an exhibition about geology.
A geology exhibition.
Try and explain to them about the cultural significance of
yeah, well, if you
our
tell,
local Moana. But
if you tell them the hall down the road filled
but
up,
that's what I told them. Everyone you'd see them, it's really popular.
Yeah.
Sell out the books. Everybody wants to know about Carrioy, but yeah.
Yeah, they give a little campaign, people giving lots of money, raising $15,000. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's the response, and right away the response was really strong.
Yeah,
but Oliver said he knew it would be because he'd already done something similar for Porongia, and he'd noticed the real community interest there as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, it's pretty special to have all that information about your local place.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure. So that exhibition was due to finish today, but it's going to stay longer.
Yeah, it's definitely going to stay up over the weekend, and yeah, Raglan Naturally are just working out what's going to work for them.
Okay, all right. Let's just talk about clay stuff. There's some clay classes on right now. Are there more lined up?
We don't have anything planned at the moment.
Oh, really?
The kids' classes will be starting next term, and you just need to confirm the dates so I can get them ready for booking. And then, yeah, we'll be into working out what other classes we want to put on. The ones that we had just now were both daytime classes. We'll be looking to have some evening ones to balance that out.
Beginners and advanced classes too?
We have had some. We try and make our classes appeal to a range of abilities.
Yes.
Yeah. Because we are quite a small place and we still have a lot of demand for beginners' classes. We try and structure them so that they will be suitable for beginners but also have something interesting and different for our more experienced members.
Okay.
Rather than trying to split them up like that.
Okay, yeah. Easier that way. The old school just had it. Well, no, the Arts Council just had its AGM. Anything significant to report from that, or was it just like
a? Well, we had a great turnout. It's the first time we've had a vote on the chairperson, the committee, certainly that I know of in the last time that I've been here.
Yeah.
And so we had an amazing turnout. We had over 40 members there on the night, plus about 60 proxy votes. And it was really good to have that support and engagement from our community.
60 proxy votes.
Yeah, so we really appreciate that. Mm. Thank you guys for making the effort.
Okay. And so the result was?
The result was Roger's been confirmed as chairperson, and we have two new members on the committee, Brian Thurgood and Deb King. So.
Okay. And they've already been involved with the arts scene, the old school.
They have, but it's great to have some new people on the committee and have some new energy around it.
Yeah.
New ideas.
Is there a lot more stability on that committee than
Yeah, it has been very stable. I was actually talking to some of the committee about that just before the AGM, saying possibly we should have been promoting this more and you know, making more effort to get out there and get people involved.
Yeah. Well, we always have new... we have an AGM coming up in a few weeks, and we always have new DJs coming in,
mm-hmm.
new podcasters coming in, so there's always kind of fresh people who'd like to get involved.
Yeah, well, so we've got a lot of people involved without being on the committee. That's kind of different, I suppose. But
yeah, people are shy of committees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
But you do all the work. It's like here, I do all the work. You do all the work at the old school, you and Max. So...
Most of the work, no, our committee are very supportive, and most of them have a sort of area of special interest, and they do put in quite a lot of time. I mean, it's not like a board where you just meet once a month and make some decisions. They are actively involved, most of them in running events, and the most involved people are like Roger and Kay, our treasurer, are involved on a daily basis. They're doing work for the old school.
Okay, right, there we go.
Max and I don't do it all.
Don't do it all. I should say, if I said use the word all to describe me as well, that was inaccurate. I don't do all of the work here.
It just feels like
a lot of the work. Yeah, lately. Okay, so that's the AGM at the old school. We talked about Raglan Arts Weekend's coming up. How far away are we from that?
Well, not far from the preview exhibition, because the preview exhibition will run a month before, from the 4th of October.
Yeah.
So you can get along and have a look at some work, two pieces from each of the artists, and get an idea of what you'd like to go and see, plan your trail, maybe even get one of our amazing 300 by 300 exhibition pieces, which we are donated by the artists to fund the running of RAW.
Yeah.
And they're for $200 each.
So that's 300 millimetres by 300 millimetres, a square foot.
Yeah.
And are some of them sculptors though? How do they do?
Yeah. Sometimes we do have, they're supposed to just fit in that three-dimensional
maybe a
shape,
maybe a foot cubed instead. Okay. It's always intriguing to force the artist to do something that they don't normally do.
Yeah, well, that's part of the fun of it, isn't it? So I look forward to seeing what they come up with.
Yeah, I imagine some of them love the idea and some of them don't like the idea, but yeah. So the booklet's out now for the Arts Weekend?
Yeah, they are. They have them at the iHub, we have them at the old school.
Yeah.
And they have been picked up by some lovely volunteer RAW artists who are going to start distributing them around time over the next week or so.
All right, and we just need to wait. The rest of us just wait for it to happen.
You can get down to the iHub or the art centre and pick one up.
Pick one up?
Yeah.
Yeah, but otherwise it's all set up, ready to go now.
Pretty much, hopefully.
Yeah. Is there an exhibition at the old school? Some years they've had people actually exhibiting at the old school who didn't have a good studio space or something.
We have Yanov Jansson in Eva's room.
Yeah.
He's putting a family workshop.
Okay.
With his colouring books, and I'm not sure, they've got some exciting plans. AstroTurf rugs. I don't know what else, but
okay. And we know the Hatch will be here in the town hall again. So.
Mm-hmm, they will, and they'll have their opening on the Thursday, which will be the 24th of October.
Mm.
That was very successful last year, very busy.
I walked in, I was in at the start, and then I went out and I came back in, and the noise, as I was coming through the entryway of the town hall, like just outside here, outside the studio, I could hear the noise.
Yeah.
It was really loud.
Wait, I think I've got the date wrong there. The Thursday 24th is going to be the RAW opening cocktail event at ISO Bistro.
Yes.
And then Friday will be the Hatch. Yeah.
You confident?
I'm not sounding very confident, am I?
No. Well, we will remind people closer to the event. And we're going to talk to some of the artists as well. And we'll talk to Caleb, who's organising the Hatch, hopefully. Yeah.
And if you're interested in tickets for the RAW opening cocktail event, and they're on sale now.
Okay.
Have a look at the Raglan Arts Weekend www.mowthestrip.nz, and you'll find a link there to book tickets.
Okay. All right. Is that everything we need to talk about, Shona?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Think
that's good, because we've run out of time about 5 minutes ago. So time to go.
Perfect.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Anne.